Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a very pleasant good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great August weekend. Every day, we're getting a little closer to some cooler weather. Actually, believe it or not, parts of the state, they said a cool front came through about Wednesday or Thursday.
That could have surprised me. But, some of the late week thunder showers were very welcome in the Houston area.
Without question. Well, showers are welcome this time of year anywhere they fall in the Lone Star State. Last week we had Owen Fitzsimmons. We call him the Dove Guy, Texas Parks and Wildlife Webless Migratory Bird Program Leader. And we're talking about all things dove. This weekend, we've got Bobby Thornton, president of Texas Dove Hunters Association, neat group. In our conversation with Owen last week, it became obvious that, or just confirmed what we already knew, Texas Parks and Wildlife doesn't have the funding to do all the things that they would like to do.
Correct.
So we have to rely on conservation groups,
step up,
and they are doing it. They've got their BB Challenge. And we're going to find more about this young organization as well as how you can win some fabulous prizes. Plus, we've got the outdoor report. We've got some news. And, yes, we're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all stick around. And remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
Hi, this is Harold Gunn, inviting you to join me and Wayne Cronin for the Automotive Reporter. For over 16 years, the country's most informative auto show. An hour of news, interviews, product reviews, and motorsports. We'll be testing the newest cars and trucks and bring you major guests from the automotive industry. Visit automotivereporter.com for a list of our stations, play the latest programs, and more. Search for us on Stitcher Smart Radio, Facebook, and YouTube. And listen to us anywhere, anytime on your computer or smartphone. That's automotivereporter.com.
Its ancestors won wars and explored continents. Its body and frame forged in heavy gate steel. This is the Roxor from Mahindra, a legendary off-road vehicle. With more than 70 years of hardcore heritage, a turbo diesel engine, and 5-speed manual transmission. All new, no mercy. Test drive yours today. Find a dealer at RoxorOffroad.com.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans.
Okay, here's where I want to get some sympathy.
Oh.
As you're looking at the gauze on my head. Okay. Friends.
I thought you had converted.
I'll tell you, yeah. Somebody, I did a Facebook thing going, hey, this happened. And somebody said, you got your yarmulke on, you know.
Right.
It's a big wad of gauze that's coming off. But I had a bunch of squamous cell carcinoma cut off the top of my head this week. And, you know, Dr. Debbie, bless her heart, I see her every 3 months, but this thing snuck up on us and moved really quick.
Mm-hmm.
And where we've talked so long about watch it, look at it. Friends and all of you out there in the outdoors, the skin cancer thing is nothing to play with. And they had to keep it's an interesting procedure, but, you know, scrape some, check it out under a microscope. I got to get a little bit more. Oh, no. You know, let me know when you get to the bone. But, you know, got it done. These things can sneak up on you. And like I say, again, I go to Dr. Deborah every 3 months. But this is one of these quick growing things, and you got to stay on top of that.
You know, I'm amazed that you left out a key point that you told me before the show started.
What's that about ringworms?
No.
I'll tell you about that too. What's the key point?
I don't want to hear about that.
No, you got to hear about this. What's the key point?
But when they were removing this growth, that it had gone below hair follicles.
Right. Okay.
I'm surprised that they found any.
Yeah, I was going to say something smart ass. Anyway, but interestingly, and it had never come up in my derma history.
Yes.
And this doctor said, no, the first big problem was, and of course, I've got a few years on me, was the treatment of X-ray radiation treatment on my head for ringworm back in elementary school. That's a long time ago.
Man, I've never heard of that.
I had never heard of it. So that guy, he said he started it. He said, here's the simple way to put it. Each little cell has two umbrellas, and that radiation destroyed one umbrella. And then the sun, after all these other years, destroying the other umbrella. And that's why we got to stay on top of this kind of thing. But it's just, yeah, a checkup. And we all know people. I've never been to a dermatologist. Now, what are all those red things on your head? I don't know. Friends, do it. Do it, do it, do it. Don't be afraid they'll find something. Be afraid, you know, I mean, be hopeful that they can get rid of something.
Right, all right.
Just sort of throw that in. Your public service announcement for the day.
Okay.
Well.
Yes. That's just one big bandage.
Yes, it is. Go to your room.
Okay.
All right.
The mummy.
Yeah,
just think of that, folks. The mummy.
Right. That's it.
Oh, goodness. All right. We do have some outdoor news for you. And I don't know, a week or so ago, I was talking about, I'm kind of thinking out loud, which I do sometimes, about concealed carry permits.
Is thinking out loud different than rambling?
I don't know.
Concealed carry, yes.
Concealed carry and saying how I think it would be prudent for us to reinstate the qualification on renewal.
I totally agree.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, by the same token, don't want that to be anyway a way of inhibiting someone from having a firearm, you know.
Well, okay. But, you know, I did when I first did it, it was a 2-day course. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And one full day of classroom, you know, how to do it, when to do it, the cops will come, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
And then the next thing was the range day.
Right.
Then all of a sudden you get the, you know, the 1-day quickies and then the half day quickies, which I don't agree with. I do agree with, you know, two or three nights in range or a day of class, a day of range. And it's better for you because if you pop that cap, you are going to go before a grand jury, friends, and you better have done it the right way.
Absolutely. My comment when I brought this up was I feel as though that at least we know that someone has gone and probably practiced before they went back for their proficiency, you
right.
know, for the
Correct.
Recertification.
Correct.
Well, our friends at Southwick Associate always doing great surveys. Mm-hmm. And now these are for users. Now, not everybody is a user of them that shoots. But talking about indoor range, that most users, over 80%, use indoor ranges to improve as a marksman. Good for them.
Right.
Fun and entertainment and improving self-defense skills are the next two of the six most important factors that inspire people to visit outdoor ranges. 3/4 of the indoor ranges consider proximity to their home to be an important factor. Roughly 50% of the shooters shoot at least once a month, while 13% shoot weekly or more frequently.
Wow.
Okay, that's good. More than half the indoor ranges do not currently have a range membership. Instead, choose to pay range fees each time they visit. And indoor range users are 10% more likely to have purchased a new firearm in the past year compared to all other firearm owners.
Okay.
So kind of some neat stuff. Again, you know, we're always looking at the right to carry, protection of Second Amendment, government not getting in our way.
Mm-hmm.
But thought I'd share that.
Well, you know, if it makes sense to practice before hunting, doesn't it make sense to practice to be able to protect yourself and your family?
I would say so.
Uh-huh.
I would say so. On Thursday of this week, that was August 15,
uh-huh.
Texas Parks and Wildlife released the 2019-2020 hunting license and fishing license.
Hunting and fishing, yep.
Now, folks, just a reminder, they're on sale. When you go get your license, if you're going to hunt anything migratory, make sure you're HIP certified.
Right.
Okay?
That's just a couple of questions.
A few questions. Just tell them if you didn't shoot any, you didn't shoot any. Mm-hmm. But just get the questions so that you're HIP certified. Make sure that you have your endorsements, whether it's fishing stamp, you know, endorsements, fresh saltwater, you know, whatever it may be. And
your migratory birds.
Then get your stamps. Right, right, absolutely.
And while you're at it,
yes,
though I know you and I both hate the competition, you can sign up for all of those wonderful, wonderful, exciting hunts.
I wasn't going to mention
like the
that.
Grand Slam.
I wasn't going to mention that.
Oh, yeah, right.
Are the big time Texas hunt, the four, let's see, you've got Desert Bighorn Sheep. That's like $125,000 permit if
Correct.
You go to the sheep, you know, convention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? You've got a trophy whitetail hunt, a trophy mule deer hunt, and the pronghorn population is coming back, so we ought to have some good, you know.
Oh, and that includes lodging and food and taxidermy and guiding and all kind of stuff. That's just mind-blowing. There's no opportunity like that on the planet.
No. No, I mean, it is. Yeah, it would probably be better than winning the lottery, wouldn't it? I mean, you know, almost.
Depends on which lottery, I suppose.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely. All right. Final note from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Zebra mussels have been found in LBJ and Pflugerville in central Texas. So another water resource, you know, we're going to be scraping screens. And that's what a lot of people don't realize is when you don't clean, drain, and dry – is eventually the microscopic larva that we can't see will get into your water system now that all municipalities are required to use surface water as opposed to groundwater.
Right.
Go through the filtration system, the screens, zebra mussel infect, and it's going to be an increased cost to all of us. Okay?
Yep.
All right. Of note.
Yeah.
We're rapidly moving through August. Rapidly approaching Labor Day Monday when the 2019 version of CCA Star Tournament will conclude at 5 p.m. And when here's our annual weekly leaderboard update.
And never too late. Sign up for this thing.
Without question.
Well, I may go one more. No, do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Okie doke. This is our favorite division. This is the Star Kid Scholarship Division. Nippers 6 to 10 years old. They are vying for $50,000 college scholarships each. Flounder leader, 5 pound 11 ounce. Kane Todd, who is 10. Sheepshead, 8 pound 3 ounce. Jace Ponder, who is 9. New leader in the gaff top division, 7 pounds even. Rowdy Hanks, who's 7.
In the Academy Sports and Outdoor Star Teen Scholarship Trout Division, ages 11 to 17, 6 pound minimum, $25,000 scholarship up for grabs. Upper Coast leader remains Buck Warren, age 12, 7 pounds even. Reed Dusick, age 12, Midcoast leader, 7 pounds 5 ounce. And Alyssa Allen, age 12. Bunch of 12-year-olds catching some good fish. Lower Coast leader, 7 pounds, 15 ounces.
Okay, Star Teen Scholarship Inshore Division, ages 11 to 17, $25,000 college scholarships. Friends Flounder leader, 6 pound, 9 ounce. Still, Tanner White, who's 12. Sheepshead, 10 pound, 11 ounce. Hudson Richard, who is 14. Gaff Top, 6 pound, 11 ounce. Jake Carlin, who is 14.
All right, in the adult speckled trout division, still amazed that we only have one on the leaderboard. After all this, 8 pound minimum to make the leaderboard, but James Malone's our leader, 8 pounds 3 ounces. Folks, there's some good speckled trout in the Upper Coast.
Sure.
Y'all need to get out there and catch them. Michael Roghair is a mid coast leader, 8 pounds 15 ounces, and Jesse Cantu continues to lead Lower Coast, 9 pounds even.
Kingfish, John Bullock still in the lead with a 66-pound 8-ouncer. Dorado, 50-pound 11-ounce from Wayne Brock. And Brad Sharon's Whopper in the Ling division, 73 pounds 12 ounces, is still holding up.
All right, in the adult flounder division, Mark Gonzalez Sr. leads 7 pounds 4 ounces. Lawrence Richard caught an 11-pound 14-ounce sheep's head to lead that division. And Michael Fesco is our gaff top leader, 7 pounds 15 ounces.
We have had 9 of the tagged redfish caught. 4 winners. 1 is pending the polygraph, or have they been cleared yet? You know, Bill?
Not yet. Have not heard.
Okay. 4 ineligible, because they hadn't signed up or something. So this is a $150,000 package. Ford F-150 boat, motor, trailer, the works. So we have apparently 5 happy winners of that, but we still have 5 boat packages. Do you know what that value is on that?
Well, subtract an F-150, you know.
From the other thing,
from the
right?
other thing, right.
Yeah, yeah, but those are still out there. Again, they put out 60 tag redfish. They put them where you fish. They want you to catch them because they've already paid for all these prizes. They want you to catch them, so get on out there. You can still win a lot of good stuff.
I'd say it's probably $50,000, $60,000 package,
oh, sure,
you know,
right.
by itself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yep.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got our best bets, outdoor report, and yes, we're going to find out if Harold has been on or off the road. Right after this.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck, 42 years running, is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks you need, the trucks with best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 42 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday. That's how they build them today. And most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 42 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
Celebrating 30 years of winners, the 30th annual CCA Texas Star Tournament, sponsored by Texas Ford Dealers, Tilson Homes, and Capital Farm Credit. Star features over $1 million in scholarships and prizes, all yours to win. Just ask Troy and Ashton Summerall.
My son won a $50,000 scholarship.
And my dad won a boat.
Thanks, CCA.
Or Hunter Reed.
It's not every day you win a Polaris Ranger. Thank you, CCA.
Or Shane Huff.
CCA, you made me who I am today, a winner.
And these are just a few of the big prizes from Texas Ford Dealers, Tilson Homes, Capital Farm Credit, Academy Sports and Outdoors, Texas Fish and Game Magazine, Evinrude, Haney Boats, Mountie Boats, ABC 13, Shoalwater Boats, and Dargo Boats. Sign up at startournament.org. Local bait camps and marinas. Information also available at participating Texas Ford Dealers. Who wouldn't want to drive off with a new truck and boat combo? Sign up today at startournament.org.
This portion of Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Getaway Lodge in Port Mansfield, Texas. The complete package. Come one, come all, where outdoor enthusiasts relax at the premier fishing and hunting destination on the western Gulf Coast. Getaway Lodge is the easy way for friends or business groups to experience Port Mansfield. Guests don't worry about the details and can spend more quality time with their friends and customers. It's where anglers of all abilities are challenged and rewarded in pristine coastal waters filled with world-class fish. And during migratory bird season, camaraderie afield creates lifetime memories from days of shooting dove and ducks. Getaway Lodge's friendly staff and experienced professional guides tend to your needs on the water or afield, while hearty home-cooked meals help bring an end to each day. Now, the summer schedule is rapidly waning. It's really full, but call the lodge for available dates. And looking ahead, give them a call for blast and cast opportunities. Hunting dove in the afternoon, catching some fish in the morning, and then when waterfowl season shows up, doing the same thing, going after ducks.
In reverse, right?
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah right.
Well, or maybe
morning
in the
ducks,
afternoon.
Afternoon fishing. Oh, okay.
Sometimes you go in the afternoon. The ducks are there in the afternoon. Better hunting. Less pressure.
Good thinking.
Yeah.
All right.
For more booking information, Getaway Lodge, Port Mansfield, visit getawaypm.com or call 956-944-4000. That's 956-944-4000. 4,000.
Okay, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal fishing and hunting times this weekend. Saturday is rated as good. This Sunday is rated as fair. Monday and Tuesday plunge to poor. Wednesday and Thursday are 2 more fair days. Friday and next Saturday are a couple of good ones. Next Sunday is our best day of the week. This weekend and on Monday, Look for game to be most active from mid-afternoon until the evening hours after sunset. On Tuesday and Wednesday, a major time shift occurs for this major feeding period of the day. Game will begin feeding from well before sunrise. Continue to feed until mid-morning. On Thursday and Friday, times will be shifting around. Look for them game to become active from either side of sunrise. Continue to actively feed until either side of the noon hour. Next weekend, this most active period occurs from early to mid-morning until early afternoon. On Friday, August the 23rd, the moon will enter its last quarter phase. On the coast, this weekend, Saturday's a three-tide day with two high tides and just one low one. This Sunday through Wednesday, a string of days with a double-tide schedule of two high and two low tides. Thursday is a three-tide day with two low tides and just one high. Friday will have a double-tide schedule. Next weekend, both Saturday and Sunday have a single-tide schedule of one high and one low each day.
All right, on the coast, over on Big Lake, Lake Calcasieu, some good fish are being caught in likely places along the ship channel on the south end of Big Lake, around the Cameron jetties, and also offshore around the short rigs. You can also do some trout fishing around the rock piles there along down toward Johnson Bayou.
Oh, okay.
Heading that way. All right, over on Sabine, trout are good under slicks and birds on soft plastics. Redfish are good under rafts of shad on topwaters. Around the Sabine jetties, trout have been good on live bait and on topwater lures. Also, running now the short rigs out of Texas have been good on live mullet. East Galveston Bay, trout have been good on the south shoreline on topwaters and soft plastics. The other option is it heats up during the day. Go deep around the deep shell using live bait. Out of Freeport, San Luis Pass has been good for speckled trout, shrimp, topwaters, and soft plastics preferred offering. East Matagorda Bay, trout are good for those drifting on live shrimp over mid-bay reefs, shell, and mud humps. In Port O'Connor, trout are good at the jetties on live bait. Also, good topwater action in San Antonio Bay over sand grass and shell. Port Aransas, offshore action continues to sizzle. Dorado, red snapper, ling, kingfish, and tuna. Yes, folks, he did say red snapper. In state waters out to nine nautical miles. All right. Baffin Bay, trout are good on topwaters and soft plastics around the deeper rocks and grass. Port Mansfield, trout are good on topwaters on the edge of the channel and around sand and grass. South Padre, reds are good on the flats in South Bay on live bait and soft plastics. Snook are good in the ship channel on DOA lures and live shrimp. Port Isabel, redfish have been good at Gaswell Flats on shrimp under a cork and small topwaters.
Okay, heading to East Texas, Caddo. Black bass are good on Texas rig craws, white spinnerbaits, and hollow body frogs. Conroe. Black bass are good on chartreuse Carolina rig soft plastics and rattle traps. Catfish are good on stinky bait, hot dogs, and shrimp. Lake of the Pines. White bass are good on slabs. Livingston. Black bass are good on watermelon crankbaits and rattle traps. Striped bass are good, but small, on slabs and pet spoons. White bass are good on pet spoons, troll tubes, and slabs. Crappie are good on minnows. Blue cats are good on shad. Sam Rayburn. Crappie are good on minnows. Toledo Bend. White bass are good on pet spoons. Brim are good on crickets and nightcrawlers. Athens. Black bass are good on Texas rig craws, nail-weighted cinchos, and weightless flukes. Bastrop. Channel and blue cats are good on shrimp and nightcrawlers. Fayette. Channel and blue cats are good on minnows and stink bait overbaited holes. Palestine, hybrid stripers are good on minnows. Richland Chambers, white bass are good on slabs. Hybrid stripers are good on slabs. Somerville, black bass are good on June bug spinnerbaits and crankbaits. White bass are good on hellbenders and pet spoons. Stillhouse, black bass are good on watermelon spinnerbaits, crankbaits, and soft plastics. Channel and blue cats are good on stink bait and shrimp. Tawakoni, white bass are good on slabs. Hybrid bass are good on slabs. And Texoma, striped bass are good on slabs.
All right, heading down south, out Del Rio way, Amistad Reservoir, black bass are good on topwaters, crankbaits, spinnerbaits, swimbaits, and jigs over grass. To our power plant lakes, where redfish have been good on braunig, downrigging spoons near the jetty and dam. Channel and blue catfish have been good on shrimp, cutbait, and cheesebait near that dam. Calaveras, striped bass are good on spoons and striper jigs near that lake's dam. And channel and catfish have been good on liver, cheesebait, shrimp, and shad. Choke Canyon Reservoir, bass are good on watermelon, rattle traps, crankbaits, and spinnerbaits. Falcon Reservoir, channel and blue catfish are good on cutbait, shrimp, and shad. Brownwood, Black bass are very good on buzzbait, crankbaits, and soft plastic worms along the shoreline. Crappie are excellent on white tube jigs over brush piles. Lake Coleman, bass are good on chartreuse spinnerbaits, crankbaits, and soft plastic worms.
Okay, heading to the Hill Country. Big Lake Buchanan, striped bass are good on watermelon crankbaits, rattle traps, and soft plastic worms. Channel cats are good on liver, minnows, and stinkbait. Yellow and blue cats are good on goldfish and perch upriver. Canyon, yellow and blue cats are good on goldfish and perch upriver. LBJ, crappie are good on minnows and white tube jigs over brush piles. Channel cats are good on shrimp and stinkbait. Travis, black bass are good on chartreuse worms and white spinnerbaits in 10 to 20 feet of water. Striped bass are good on chartreuse striper jigs. Channel and blue cats are good on stinkbait and shrimp.
All right, on the hunting scene, we've got 14 days until we hit right about September 1, and that's the opening of dove seasons. Javelina season in the South Zone and squirrel season in other open counties continues through August 31. You've got pigs, you've got exotics. You got plenty of time to go to the range and practice.
Absolutely. And I want to recommend everybody, there's a whole plethora, your favorite word, of lighter loads out there. And they're easier on your gun, they're easier on your shoulder, and the dove don't care.
They operate the semi-automatic well?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because
That
was originally.
Originally, yeah, but that's not the case anymore.
Not the case anymore?
Whole new ballgame.
All right, very good. Been on or off the road?
I have been on and off one of my favorite vehicles because both with a lot of speed. The 2019 Dodge Durango SRT 392 all-wheel drive midsize SUV. Good looking, stylish. You know, well, I mean, it's they're full size. I get confused these days between full and mid, but it is their full-size SUV. They're just so sleek, and you can get them with nice racing stripes. 475 horsepower. And the SRTs, if that speedometer says 200, it'll do that. They're absolutely amazing vehicles. This thing had an octane red exterior paint job with beautiful silver racing stripes. The engine is their 6.4-liter V8 Hemi. Made into an 8-speed automatic transmission. The standard equipment's got everything. I mean, advanced multi-stage front airbags, supplemental side curtain airbags, Park Sense, their SRT performance pages. You can tune this thing. Again, it's got 180-mile-per-hour primary speedometer. It'll do it. High-performance suspension, adaptive damping suspension, electronic limited stiff differential, high-performance exhaust, performance-tuned exhaust. I mean, the thing is built to scream, but trailer sway damping, trailer sway control, because it will haul the bacon. Active noise canceling. Just an exciting vehicle to drive, and they are so good looking. And they have their SRT modes, so you can change everything from eco to sport to haul the bacon, friends. Optional on this puppy, their technology group with adaptive cruise control with stop, advanced brake assist, full speed forward collision warning, plus lane departure. Rear DVD entertainment center, Blu-ray compatible dual screen video, the rear seat video system, again, the trailer group with class 4 receiver hitch, trailer brake control, 20-inch beautiful aluminum wheels, premium interior group, hand-wrapped dashboard with beautiful stitching, second row console with armrest and storage, power sunroof. The thing is just gorgeous. 19-speaker Harman Kardon system. It ain't cheap, but you keep it forever. Base is 62. Loaded to the gills like this one was. It had everything you could get with 79. 13 miles per gallon on the highway. 19 on the, excuse me, in the city. 19 on the highway, which ain't bad. And you can get better if you're a little lighter on your foot. Boy, this thing is fun to drive. And on a track or in the twisties, when you stomp it and you got all four wheels grabbing, it is just a delight. Check it out. A lot of fun. 2019 Dodge Durango SRT 392.
It is time for a break. When we come back, Bobby Thornton, Texas Dove Hunters Association. He's on his way.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word. And I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients, taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists, doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
The weather's warmed, winds have laid, and fishing across Texas is heating up. Whether it's fresh or saltwater, Texas Outdoors Journal is your best source of timely tips, salooner and tide tables, as well as updates on patterns that'll keep you on fish. And even though it's prime time for fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal let hunters know of off-season opportunities as well as how to improve one's skills. These are just a couple of reasons why Texas Outdoors Journal has been named one of the top outdoor publications in Texas. In an annual competition held by the Texas Outdoor Writers Association, no other publication can make a similar claim. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save 60% off the cover price. To subscribe using a major credit card, call 1-800-222-4TOJ. That's 1-800-222-4865, or subscribe securely online at texasoutdoorsjournal.com.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. And tell you what, we are counting down the days to the season opener for dove, September 1.
Yeah.
I tell you what, that's a Texas tradition that...
Indeed it is.
You know, just everybody looks forward to. And a gentleman met a few years ago doing a great job. You knew it had to start in Texas. I mean, you've got conservation groups for ducks, turkey, elk, you know, coastal...
Horned toads.
You name it, and had to have something for dove. Bobby Thornton, the originator and president of Texas Dove Hunters Association, joins us. Bobby, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. How are you doing this morning?
Doing great, guys. Welcome. Thank you for having me again.
Yep, thank you, Bobby. It's Harold. Kind of give folks the history of the organization, how you got it put together.
Well, we're about 7 years old now, and it started with just simply a website to list outfitters. We spent a little bit of time. We moved to California for a short stint and came back and found it hard to find places to hunt. And we said, well, let's just throw something together and offer it up for free. And before it was even going, we were, you know, down the road into conservation and youth programs and research that we haven't turned back on. So it's just taken off now.
You know, last week's show, we had Owen Fitzsimmons, Texas Parks and Wildlife, Webless Migratory Bird Program Leader. We call him the Dove Guy because he tracks what's going on with mourning, white wing, and the Eurasian dove. When we got around to talking about population trends for Eurasian dove, he just manned up, said Parks and Wildlife doesn't have the money to do it, you know. And we talked about the BB Challenge. That's y'all's annual opportunity for folks to win prizes but also gain members. Talk a little bit about where it's come from and the rumor that this year someone could win a truck.
Yeah, we, we're real excited. First of all, let me go back to something you mentioned. You mentioned Owen. And Owen Fitzsimmons does a phenomenal job. They really do. They do a great job with what resources they have and their banded program for mourning dove and white wing to assist the federal government. They're doing all they can there. And so, to your point, we wanted to do more of a study and research on the Eurasian collar dove. There's some information out of Europe, you know, but it's not, you know, where the bird originated, but it doesn't really apply to us here in Texas. It helps us to understand it a little bit, but we want to know what's going on here. So we created this BB Challenge where we band birds annually and release them in all parts of the state. More importantly, to try to study for lack of a better word, migration habits. They really don't leave the state, so I can't say that they're migrating like a duck does, but they are moving around. And so we want to know where they're going, what habitats they're seeking, and just learn as much as we can about them. So we started the BB Challenge, and we basically placed a bounty, if you will, on each of these bands so that if you enter the contest, it's only $20 to enter, and you harvest one of these birds with a band on it, you can win prizes. And yes, sir, with the graces of Hoffpower Auto Group, they're going to provide a pickup truck if that band is harvested. And a Polaris, I mean, they, Hoffpower, they are behind conservation organizations 100%.
Yeah, Bobby, what kind of pickup truck is it?
Well, you actually have your choice. because Hoffpower can, they have Chevrolet and Ford, so you can take your pick, actually. Ooh. Yeah, it's quite a deal.
Absolutely. Lee Hoffpower has really stepped up in many areas of the outdoor world, and hats off to him. Certainly a great person for you all to team up and partner with. Listen, Bobby, we're up against the mid portion of the program. We need to take a break, so if you would hold on, folks, you stick around as well, as we'll continue our conversation about the Texas Dove Hunters Association and the Texas BB Challenge with Bobby Thornton right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
I'm Ricky Fronson, and I run a cow-calf operation. It's a tough business, but it's a good business to raise a family. There's nothing better. About 17, 18 years ago, started leasing this place from the owners and been running cattle on it ever since. And they started selling part of it off and come to the last piece, and I ended up with it. Been with Capital Farm Credit since 2012. It's a good feeling to know that someone's got your back.
Together, we're better. Find out why at CapitalFarmCredit.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLS 493828.
Built on a heavy-duty box steel frame, but not built for the road. Because driving it on anything, even remotely flat, would be a waste of diesel. This is the Roxor from Mahindra, a legendary off-road vehicle with more than 70 years of hardcore heritage. All new, no mercy. The Roxor from Mahindra. Test drive yours today. Find a dealer at RoxorOffroad.com.
We continue our conversation with Bobby Thornton from Texas Dove Hunters Association. Their website, TexasDoveHunters.com. Now, Bobby, I want to clarify a point that you made. You talked about capturing and releasing, banding and then releasing these Eurasian dove. You all are capturing birds that are already free-ranging or free-flying. You're not bringing more Eurasian dove in, right?
No, and thank you so much for bringing that up. Being a invasive species, we get a lot of calls saying, well, don't you think there's enough here already without you raising or bringing more in? No, to clear that up, we, just like the TPWD program, we are trapping birds that are already here and putting bands on them and releasing them.
So yeah, Bobby, how do you do that? What's your trapping procedure?
Well, we've done everything. We've tried the rabbit cage technique, where you literally pull the string on it when they feed underneath the cage.
Okay.
That one works really well, only just small numbers. And then, of course, there's a netting process that, you know, when you get birds that are in concentrations, unlike the mourning dove and the white wing will concentrate in town. The mourning dove not so much, but white wings will, and so you can trap them with just a still lying trap with seed inside. These birds don't concentrate so much like that unless they are found around feedlots, grain elevators, things like that, where there's dairies, where there's lots of food around, and so you can try steel traps. And still sitting traps, rabbit trap, netting. There's lots of different options.
I got a bunch of them in my backyard. I guess I could run out there with a butterfly net to see if I could get lucky.
All right, this is year two for the Texas BB Challenge. And you released birds last year. Not all of them were harvested. Not all of them, met natural mortality. What if somebody happens to shoot a bird that was banded and released last year? Are they still eligible to win?
Absolutely. Yeah, our goal is to just get as many birds out there as possible. We can only get so many in a year. We released 464, I believe it was, last year. This year we've got 800 that are released. And so in total we've got over 1,200 birds that are out there. And if you were to harvest one from last year, you wouldn't even know it. We know how it's coded, so we know where that bird was trapped, released, and when it was. But all the bands look alike. That's an orange band, and you call in, and so basically each year, as we release more birds, there's more opportunities.
Well, you're still getting the information. That's the point anyway. They're released, they went somewhere, they got harvested, you got the info. While we're on it, though, we're talking about that truck package, but, you know, you have to have supporters to do these kind of things. What other prizes can people vie for out there, and who are some of your other supporters?
That's a great question. We have, of course, Hoff Power with a truck and a Polaris. And then we also have a Frio with Ice Chest, CZ USA with shotguns, Chama Chair and Chippewa Boots. The Outfitter Division has a trophy trout fishing trip to Baffin Bay Rod and Gun Club. We've got Cowboy Game Washer, Ultimate Gun Rest. We've got quite a few prizes. We even have lifetime memberships with custom-made bird bags and shotgun cases, and a TDHA fire pit. So there's lots that can be won, lots of prizes, and every band is a winner. Even if you hadn't entered, we hope you have, because you get the good prizes. But if you hadn't entered, we're still going to give you a membership into Texas Dove Hunters Association.
We're visiting with Bobby Thornton from Texas Dove Hunters Association. Their website, TexasDoveHunters.com. It's where you can go to become a member and then sign up for that Texas BB Challenge. Let's talk a little bit about your membership to the organization. And a membership is a prerequisite for the BB Challenge, right?
Actually, no, it's not. Not yet. It's only year two, and we want as many people to join as we can. So we figured we're just going to, for the first couple of years, we're going to allow you to enter the contest, even if you're not a member.
That's now, decent of you, Bobby. It really is.
I'm sorry?
I said, that's decent of you. That's great.
Yeah, how about that? So we're hoping that people will come on, and we are finding that most people, once they find us and they know us and they know who we are, they do join. So the turnover is really, really good for us. We felt like it was a good way to get people excited about this program. The day will come that you're going to have to, pretty soon as a matter of fact, that you will need to be a member in order to enter the contest, especially as these prizes start to get bigger and bigger and better and better. We're going to want you to be a member.
All right. Anything surprise you in the initial results from your harvest and capture, as far as how far these Eurasian dove have moved? Obviously, there have been studies on our native birds, mourning and white wing, but on these Eurasian doves, maybe it's too early to say a trend, but anything that has caught your attention?
Yeah, and you're right. It's too early. It's only been 1 year. We're entering the second year, so trends haven't set place yet. The thing that got me the most, and this is what I'm excited about this year, is that the majority of the birds last year hadn't traveled very far from the time they were harvested. I had one bird that was found 6 months after we had released it, and it had only gone less than half a mile. Hmm. It hadn't gone very far at all. Now, has it gone somewhere and come back? We don't know. But it wasn't very far at all. Now, that being said, we had birds that were harvested, you know, within a week or two after we had released them, and they were 40 miles away. We had one 75 miles. The information we're really looking for is, like, one bird in particular. We had trapped him, relocated him about 60 miles away, and then a week later he was harvested almost about half a mile from where he was originally trapped. Yeah. So he turned around and jumped in the back of the truck and headed back with me in that same direction. So it's real interesting, but we look forward to about year three when we can actually put some trends together, some means and medians, and some good data that we can turn over to the state and say, this is what we have found. But it's going to take a little while to be able to get to that point.
All right, besides the website, texasdovehunters.com to register for the Texas BB Challenge, any other way folks can register? Are you all at the Hunters Extravaganza in San Antonio this weekend?
Actually, no. We are not going to be able to make that show this weekend because of another event that we've got going. But we did it. We were at the Houston show, and we got a great deal of entries there. BandedBirdChallenge.org is another website that is specific to this program. So right now, online or phoning in is the best way. And then we also have a number of ads around the state, as in your publication, that has been extremely beneficial to us as far as getting the word out. We're hoping that that will drive the traffic, but most of it is by online registration, which you can do on your phone even. That's why we did the separate website, BandedBirdChallenge.org, or by phoning in at 210-764-1189.
Very good. Listen, we're out of time. Folks, there's more to the Texas Dove Hunter Association story. Go to their website, texasdovehunters.com. You can also call them at 210-764-1189. Bobby, appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you, gentlemen. Sure appreciate y'all having us on.
Thank you, Bobby. Friends, stay tuned. Here comes more Texas Outdoor News.
Some people spend the summer hiding from the heat, but not you. You spend your summers outside, exploring all of life's adventures, and there's only one way to make sure your summer lives up to that. Experience it in a Jeep SUV during the summer of Jeep. Whether you're exploring your city in a Jeep Wrangler, the 2019 Motor Trend SUV of the Year, or scaling summits in a Jeep Cherokee with best-in-class 4x4 capability. Maybe you'll spend summer finding the perfect view in a Jeep Compass with its available panoramic dual-pane sunroof. Or maybe you'll take an impromptu beach trip in a Jeep Grand Cherokee, the most awarded SUV ever. For great deals on the best-selling SUV brand, visit your dealer during the summer of Jeep. Based on Jeep Cherokee offering 2-speed power transfer unit, PTU, with rear locking axle, low range 4x4 capability, exclusive Jeep Select Terrain with 5 settings, auto snow, sand, mud, rock, sport, Jeep Grand Cherokee has received more awards in its lifetime than any other SUV. Based on total 2018 SUV sales and awards light vehicle segment, Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the outdoor calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, what's coming up?
Here it comes. Okay. Through this Sunday, August 18th, Hunter's Extravaganza, Freeman Coliseum Expo Hall in San Antonio. Go by and say hi to Bill. Visit huntersextravaganza.com. August 22, Frisco Chapter of the Ducks Unlimited Fundraising Banquet in Frisco. For info on that, ducks.org. I like these new sites. August 24th, Salina Chapter of Ducks Unlimited Fundraising Banquet in McKinney. Go to ducks.org for that one. Also on the 24th, Wimberley, Chapter of the Ducks Unlimited Fundraising Banquet, Wimberley. Again, ducks.org. August 24th, the Estero Llano Grande State Park in Weslaco. It's Archery 101. They're providing the equipment and more. A lot of instructions. Program is free, but park admission, $5 for adults. Kids are free for if they're under 12. For information on Archery 101, 956-565-3919. And go to one of those great events in your brand new Ford truck.
Built Ford Tough. It's synonymous with the rugged capability, outstanding performance, and dependability of Ford trucks. Whether it's hauling a big load, getting you to a job site, hunting ranch, favorite lake, or the coast, Count on the lineup of versatile Ford trucks to work overtime to get the job done. The 2018 F-150 body is up to 700 pounds lighter than the previous generation. Made of high-strength, military-grade 6000 series aluminum alloy used in big military and industrial applications. Plus, its fully boxed frame is made of up to 78% high-strength steel. The F-150 has its most advanced powertrain lineup ever, like best-in-class torque, payload, plus towing, and that's just the beginning of F-150 best-in-class features. The Ford F-150 is Motor Trend's 2018 Truck of the Year, and once again named the Truck of Texas. It's the number one selling truck for 41 years running. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what Built Ford Tough really means.
Something we need to remind everybody about. If you catch them doing it wrong out there, remember to turn them in. Call Operation Game Thief at 800-792-GAME, and it's on the QT, right?
It is. Also, I want to thank our guest today, Bobby Thornton from the Texas Dove Hunters Association. Their Texas BB Challenge is going on. You need to register. Truck? Polaris?
I mean, that's a great deal, and the fact that you don't have to join yet to be able to qualify for that is kind of cool, but join anyway because it's a great, great operation.
Absolutely. Website, texasdovehunters.com, or give them a call at 210-764-1189.
And also remember, friends, take Uncle Harold's advice and go see your dermatologist.
Yes.
When's the last time you went, Olson?
Yes.
I'm just saying, you know, it can sneak up on you even if you're careful out there. So do that. Remember, sunscreen. I'm going for an SP 200 now.
Right.
You know, wear the hat, wear the gloves. You're not being a sissy when you do that. Cover up. All right.
Got to.
Anyway, do remember, we are brought to you by those wonderful Ford trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Check out our website, texasoutdoornews.com. You see a list of our wonderful affiliate stations. Also, we archive all the shows there, so you can, what they say, go to it, there it is. You can also catch us on YouTube. Just put Texas Outdoor News in the search engine. And, of course, Stitcher Smart Radio, we're everywhere. Be safe out there. Join us again next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.